T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be up and at them with y'all.
Listen, thanks for the time. You had 3 games last night in Frisco. How did it go?
I think it went pretty smoothly. You know, we've worked so hard and diligently probably for the last 6 weeks just to prepare for last night's game. And you're right, we had one at the Ford Center at the Toyota, and we also had one over at Memorial, our high school stadium. And I tell you what, guys, the one thing that I noticed when I stepped onto the field over there at Toyota in pregame is that when I saw the faces of those coaches and the faces of those kids when they stepped out there and they started warming up and how excited they were, all of the work that we've done to prepare for that one night was very, very much worth it, because they were just like kids at Christmas. But now, as far as what went on at the stadiums, you know, we are currently right now putting about a third of the maximum capacity in there. We're also selling tickets online to both our home and visitor teams. So consequently, they have assigned seats. It's not general admission, so we're trying to keep them socially distant. We're requiring them to wear masks as they enter into the stadium, and we're selling tickets in pods, very similar to what the Cowboys are doing, so they can actually sit with their family members, and if they want to pop that mask off while they're there with the members, that's fine, but when they're up and about, we want them to have the mask on. And I heard very little issues or concerns from the 3 stadiums. You're always going to have a little bit of that, but I really felt like overall the night was successful.
What do you do if you see too many people clustering together? I mean, is there going to be any kind of enforcement on this, or just suggesting that they spread out?
Well, what happened, and that actually happened last night in one of the stadiums I observed, and most of the time what it is, it's our kids, the students that you know, in the old days, and I say old days, last year, we had student section, and all the kids got to pile in one area, and they were just all over each other and you know, yelling and screaming, supporting the kids. Well, this year we don't have a student section because that's not socially distantly correct. And so what's happening, even though the kids are assigned seats, sometimes they will get up on their own and then go kind of get a little cluster started over somewhere. And our great administrators at each one of the campuses, that's kind of one of their duties, is to keep an eye on the stands. And if we have some of the kids that are kind of getting together a little bit too much, then they just walk over there real nicely and remind them that, hey, it's important for you guys to spread out. And that happened several times last night, and the kids were really good about it. They understood, and they would kind of disperse and then move out, and then it would happen every now and then to the kids that were a little ornery, but it was never any incidents at all.
Are you taking this all week by week? I mean, could things change if the numbers go up or down?
Well, I think that it's not week by week; it's day by day and hour by hour. I mean, it's everything is fluid. We've known that from the get-go, and one of the things that all of the coaches and our staff in the district also know is that we got to be ready to pivot at any moment. And if all of a sudden the governor said that we can go, you know, a little higher in percentages for attendance, then we would adjust on the run. And any other rules and regulations that they throw out there, whether they're stronger or more lenient, then we just have to kind of roll with the punches on that. But, yeah, it's and even sometimes you hear things from the CDC that comes in that, you know, they're different one day than they were the next, so we adopt. I'm just telling you, the coaches are the masters of adapting to change, and that's what they do their whole life.
Yeah.
Is changing to what's going on the court and on the field. And if we ask them to change something in the protocols, they can do that just so that they can get on the court and on the field, which is where they want to be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.